Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two of the broadcast, some immigration stories coming up. The president's plan, which he says the Democrats may buy into. And how will these migrants be dealt with? You will be quite intrigued to learn what the plans are for 225,000 migrants. 225,000. It's kind of incredible. But first, Faith Focus Friday. I want to share a post from a good friend of mine, David Fredrickson. By the way, if you want to watch a really cool series, I think my friends are in the midst of working on something new now. They did a great series years ago called Church Outside the Walls, and it is really good. I mean, honestly, it's probably been 10 years plus since that video series was done by some friends of mine. David Fredrickson has also written a book. I think it's called When the Church Leaves the Building. Here is his post on social media, and I'm going to try to take this slow because it's kind of deep. All right? Here's how it starts. It's really only two paragraphs. Man's religion is always based on the tree of knowledge. Let me just try to break this down for you. Do you remember the story in the garden? There were two trees, right? What were they? There's the tree of life, and there's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? Two trees. And that is also true of today. Which tree you partake of is very, very critical. You do not want to partake of the wrong one. Let me continue here. Man's religion is always based on the tree of knowledge, so it is only good for supplying information that appeals to our pride and intellect while failing to bring about transformation. That is really important. If you find, you know, I'm going to interrupt the thoughts here from David. If you find yourself struggling, you think, okay, if I just get more, and this honestly is where so much church teaching fails. Because we've got this idea in our minds that, okay, we just keep taking information from the tree of knowledge and we apply it. Take information from the tree of knowledge and we apply it. That's not how this is supposed to work. What are you saying, Vince? We're not supposed to learn? No. You be careful which tree you partake from. I continue. It wallows in the shallows of right and wrong, good and bad, and offers paradoxical explanations regarding God's nature. A thoughtful atheist can do a better job explaining life than a Christian trapped in his double-mindedness. Jesus enraged the religious leaders of his day because his teachings and lifestyle clashed head-on with their dualistic thinking. As Richard Rohr puts it, Jesus was the first non-dualistic thinker in the West, but his teachings were quickly filtered through Greek dualistic logic. Non-dualistic wisdom is just not helpful when you're trying to form a group, clarify first principles, or demonstrate that your idea is superior to others' ideas. He goes on, after 20 years of spending my life teaching, preaching, and mentoring others, I thought I pretty much had a handle on most of what there was to know about life in Christ. Now, more than 20 years later, I feel like I'm a novice on a brand new journey. God will always remain beyond the reach of my ability to reason. His ways will always be unsearchable. His love will always be immeasurable. We can grow in the pure knowledge of God precisely to the degree that we grow in love. For God is love. He has no boundaries, loves indiscriminately and unconditionally, and will always be in contradiction to a dualistic mindset. But he's given us the Holy Spirit who reveals the mind of Christ and empowers us to love. What is David talking about in these two paragraphs? He's talking about us surrendering to transformation, something that is done by God himself. It's not accomplished by simply us acquiring knowledge and information and processing it. This is what the scribes and Pharisees did. And so this leads to this dualism that David is talking about, that's really kind of a spiritual death trap. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. I can certainly relate to David, because I think I was doing very well early on in my journey. It was about 10 years ago when my healthy journey was kind of recaptured away from this dualistic type of thinking. Love to get your thoughts on this as we continue this morning. And we will also take your calls and your texts, including a carryover from the previous hour about Alyssa Milano. I knew this was going to spark some conversation. John, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I find it, somewhat comical that she is preaching basically abstinence, right?
Yes.
So let me get this straight. So you're preaching abstinence because you're not getting abortion rights. Well, heck, if you would have done that to begin with, we wouldn't be having the secondary conversation.
Exactly.
Now, and Vince, I got one other question, because you're way smarter than I'll ever dream of being. I'd like you to give me some clarity on one issue when it comes with the whole abortion rights, yada, yada, yada. Can you give me just sort of some level of clarity?
I'll give it a try.
Okay. So the Civil War was fought over states' rights. Okay. That was the real reason the Civil War was fought. The South lost, the North won, so federal law trumped, bad word, but trumped state law, right?
Right.
So, okay. So now this whole marijuana thing comes up, and it's state law ignoring federal law, which a lot of people on the left don't have a problem with. Now, Alabama is doing limiting abortion rights, which is state law, but now everyone's screaming about, hey, that's not fair. We got to listen to federal law. Listen, I just want some clarity. It's kind of like free speech. If you believe in free speech, then you ought to allow someone to say something you disagree with.
You're absolutely right.
If states' rights, well, then, that's fine. Then you ought to support what Alabama is doing, whether or not you agree with their cause. If you're against state rights and think the federal is better, that's fine too. Then we ought to be shutting down California, Colorado, etc. So I'm going to hang up and I will listen to the brain trust that is you.
You're in real trouble. Appreciate your call there, John. It's actually very simple. Progressives love to honor states' rights when it's convenient for them. That's all there is. And by the way, the Constitution protects life. It's the very first thing. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, baseball's back at BB&T Ballpark. Join WBT for Fireworks Fridays with the Charlotte Knights. The Knights take on Lehigh Valley, 7:04 p.m. Enjoy a special fireworks show after the game. Get all the details at WBT.com/events. So the president says there's a pretty good chance Democrats might back his immigration and border protection efforts. In a series of early morning tweets, the Republican president acknowledged he needs those Democrat votes to pass his latest immigration plan and secure funding to manage record migrant flows along the U.S.-Mexico border. He's saying the Democrats realize there really is a national emergency at the border, and we have to work together to fix it. The president unveiled his latest immigration plan, calling for changes to favor young, educated, English-speaking applicants instead of people with family ties to relatives in the United States. Chain migration, as we've seen before. The reality is there's little chance this is going to get approved by the House. President also asking for $4.5 billion from lawmakers to help house, feed, transport, and oversee Central American families seeking asylum. He's likely to get all, if maybe even most, if not all of that money. Maybe he'll get more. Nancy Pelosi appeared open to approving the emergency fund, saying money to alleviate the humanitarian crisis at the border could be included in pending disaster relief legislation. Democrats Thursday night offered Republicans several billion dollars for border relief, but they're unmoved by the immigration proposal, which does not address any of their key issues: protection for so-called dreamers, the roughly 11 million people brought to the U.S. as children. Pelosi characterizing this as dead on arrival. Dead on arrival. Conservatives also concerned. Conservatives would like to reduce immigration. Trump's plan keeps overall numbers flat, but it just shifts to a merit-based system. So it's not a question of how many. It's a question of the criteria by which they get here. Now, to pass any bill, Trump will have to win over some Democrats who control the House and Republicans who narrowly hold the Senate. Now, he also said something very interesting here. That they need to be thinking about the election, saying if Democrats don't support his measure, Republicans are going to win back the House and pass it. That's quite a promise or threat, depending on how you look at it. Republicans held the chamber for Trump's first 2 years in the House, but failed to pass any immigration overhaul. A bipartisan immigration deal hammered out last year also failed because Trump refused to back it. So what do you think? Anything going to happen here? Or will this just amount to a lot of nothing? Love to get your thoughts on this. Also coming up, we have a musical treat for you. A song about collusion. We're also going to talk about what's happening with social media. I think it's really interesting, the perspectives of young people who are starting to realize that there's something desperately wrong in the social media universe. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Let's go out to a call from Julie in Lake Lure. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
I was calling about your that little piece you read about the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. And I was just fascinated by that as someone who's, you know, in my 50s. And as I continue on my walk, one of the things I've realized in the past few years is, you know, if Jesus is truth and we're seeking that, and he is the life, he told us he was both of those things in, you know, in the Bible, then, you know, we don't get an opinion on pretty much anything. And that includes all the things happening in our culture. You know, this is what God's word has to say about it. And we have to be down with that, you know. And that's in regard to abortion, homosexuality, and specifically how we treat our brothers and sisters in Christ and even non-believers, which is, you know, everybody has to be treated in love. So,
and the key for that, Julie,
problems
is
problems we would not have.
Exactly. And you've pointed out the key to this, though, is the transformation that happens on the inside, not an information-based thing or coercion that happens on the outside. And I think this is where so many people get tripped up. And honestly, I think this is why a lot of people are not experiencing genuine conversion, because they don't see how I can get from point A to point B. You know, I've got these feelings, whatever they might be, or bad habits, whatever it is, and I've tried by my own efforts to fill in the blank, whatever it is. And at some point, what God's out to do is to bring us to a place of exasperation where we realize we cannot do it without Him, right? Isn't that the goal, Julie?
Absolutely. And surrender is just not really a popular word in the
current culture. Oh, goodness. That is the key word right there, Julie. Surrender. Yeah. Surrender. That's
And by doing that, it's unbelievable how empowered you become when you surrender.
I love it.
And that's hard for people to grasp. And as the church, I mean, we need to do a better job about not only just living that out, but being able to put it into words like this fella did that you read. I mean, just so profound and so simple, but we're just immersed in the culture of thinking if we know more, we can do better. And yeah, that's not the way it goes.
You're absolutely right. Julie, I appreciate your call. Good to talk to you out of Lake Lure this morning. Let's go out to Ron in Clover. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vince.
Yes, sir.
I just had a comment on the Alicia Milano you were talking about.
Yes. What are your thoughts on her idea to do a sex strike?
Well, it's not going to be very popular with men, I can tell you that.
Is it going to be popular with women, for that matter?
Well, she didn't really specify, you know. But, you know, I think I like her a lot better when she was on Who's the Boss.
Okay.
I mean, if she was causing trouble back then, Tony had to deal with it, and she was dating guys, you know, so things were better then.
Okay. Well, appreciate your call, your perspective there, Ron. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's kind of interesting what happens. And then this again, and believe it or not, there is a tie between these calls. If you think about it again, what is this about? You know, the word that was used previously, surrender. I'm convinced the Alyssa Milano's, this is not about men. The feminist thing, it's really not even about men. It's not about women versus men. It's really about women versus God. I mean, let's be honest about it. Women, you're basically standing before a holy God saying, this is my body. Guess what? It's not yours. It belongs to Him. And it's the same thing for us men. Our bodies belong to our Creator. And we don't dare stand up and say, I do whatever I want. Really? And think of this. If I'm surrendered to Him and then I enter into marriage with someone who is likewise surrendered to Him, how much easier will that relationship work when you don't have people who are fighting to be God? Just think about that one for a moment. Coming up, we'll talk about the scourge of social media, a story that will just absolutely blow your minds.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up, the evils of social media. We'll talk about that here in a bit. First, a call from Pete in Charlotte. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Quick thought. I just think that Alyssa Milano has just set back feminism almost to the beginning. Because, frankly, if that's her strongest argument, we're going to find men will find women that just aren't hanging that way politically and, mate, if nothing else, with them. But if that's her best argument, good luck there, Melissa. I hope it works out for you.
They'll find themselves alone, is what you're saying, right, Pete? And yeah. I have a feeling, though, here's the problem. This culture is producing so many screwed-up, feminized men. I think she'll find a plentiful supply. I mean, people like her.
Here's the thing. It's like Rush Limbaugh says about the Democrats. You're aborting all your future Democrats. So if the feminized men hang out with the Alyssa Milanos of the world, they just won't continue to repopulate their legions as they age on out and move into the next world.
Yep, that's a valid point for sure. Appreciate your call there, Pete. I want to mention something about what is really one of the strange and unfortunate things taking place. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this story. We were talking about immigration. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they're going to hire a contractor to transport 225,000 migrants to shelters across the country. A private contractor is going to do this. Move these children and their families to shelters everywhere over the next 5 years while they wait for their asylum claims to be processed. Here's how it works. They're going to look for the services of a highly responsible contractor that fully embraces the philosophy of treating all unaccompanied minors and family units with dignity and respect. This is from a federal procurement document dated May 13th. The private company will be hired to transport approximately 60,000 people a year. It'll work to arrange commercial flights and ground transportation for migrant children up to age 17, as well as adults with children, and will provide food, clothing, and hygiene products during transit. Is this a mess or is this a mess?
How many hundreds of thousands does it take to qualify before you change the word to invasion? What's the bar? What's the high point where it changes the word?
When you can answer that question for me, I would love to hear it.
You said 260,000, right?
This is 225,000 over the next 5 years. Okay. So, yeah. By the way, I saw where a number of these people are going to go to parts of Florida. I don't know how they're involved in the decision-making process here, but let's talk about social media. I saw this story, and it was just absolutely heartbreaking. Obviously, we're dealing with a disturbed young lady. And I wonder how many more disturbed people are out there who might follow this example. I'm referring to what happened in Malaysia. Police investigating the case of a teenager who is believed to have jumped to her death after asking her social media followers to vote on whether she should kill herself. She ran a poll on photo sharing app Instagram with a question, really important, help me choose death or life, hours before jumping off the roof of a building. The DL meant death or life. What do you think the people chose? They did. 69% said death. What is wrong with people? Investigators said we are conducting a post-mortem to determine whether there are other factors in her death, adding the girl had a history of depression. Instagram reviewed the teenager's account, found the online poll, which ran over a 24-hour period, ended with, this is kind of weird. end it with 88% votes for life. But it turns out the poll's numbers may have changed after news of the girl's death spread. So apparently death was leading before she killed herself, and then afterwards life took over. But it didn't matter at that point if this was a factor in what she did. This is really sad. One of the questions people are raising, would the girl still be alive today if the majority of people on her Instagram account discouraged her from taking her own life? How could you even participate in a poll like this in the first place? That's just weird. By the way, under Malaysian law, anyone convicted of abetting the suicide of a minor could face the death penalty or up to 20 years in jail and a fine. Instagram extended its sympathies to the teenager's family, said the company had a responsibility to make its users feel safe and supported. Imagine that. By the way, interesting comments from Selena Gomez. Speaking at the Cannes Film Festival, saying it's impossible to make the online platforms safe. Speaking out in the devastating effects of social media on young people, arguing its emergence has been terrible for my generation. This is not some old person like myself saying this. This is Selena Gomez saying this is bad for people in her generation. She has over 150 million followers on social media herself, on Instagram. She called on young people to take a break from social media if they're feeling overwhelmed. For my generation specifically, social media has been terrible. I understand that it's amazing to use as a platform, but it does scare me when you see how exposed these young boys and girls are. It's dangerous. When asked whether, as one of the most prominent social media figures, she had a responsibility in making these platforms safe, she said it was impossible to make it safe. I'm grateful I have a platform. I don't do a lot of pointless pictures. For me, I'd like to be intentional with it. I see these young girls. I'll meet them at meet and greets, and they're just devastated by bullying and not having a voice. We've done the stories before. How much of an impact, and this is not just on younger people, this is on adults as well, the negative impact psychologically of social media, causing people to be discouraged, jealous, envious, depressed. I mean, you see these posts. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I was noticing some people posting about their vacations. And let's be honest, how many times do you see it looks like, wow, these people are always having fun. My life isn't as interesting. And imagine if you're a young person, your brain's not fully formed, and you're still going through a very challenging time in your life. Your friends are out having a good time, and you aren't. Not good. Love to get your thoughts on this. And we'll take a look at the day in history as well. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Join News Talk 1110993 WBT and the Independence Fund for a special Memorial Day Can't Miss inspirational event featuring wounded combat veteran Danny O'Neill. It's WBT's Veterans Leadership and Business Speaker Series, Tuesday, May 21st, 11:30 a.m., Carmel Country Club in Charlotte. The first 100 people will also get a ticket to the 2019 Coca-Cola 600. Tickets and details available at WBT.com/events. Back on the broadcast, let's go out to a quick call from Lee. Good morning, Lee in Simpsonville. Take it, yes, take it away.
Hey, there. How are you? I love your show.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to talk about the Facebook post that you, or Facebook topic that you had just brought up. I was one of those people that was on social media for pretty much all day and posting everything that I did, my kids, everything. And I've been off of it since about December. I just took a break. I just kind of got overwhelmed and it was robbing my joy. I just didn't have any more joy. I was always jealous. I was always comparing my kids, other people's kids, and my house and my car. And I took a break. It's been about, I don't know, since December 29th or so. And I haven't missed it.
Wow. Do you feel better?
I feel so much better. I am more focused on my family and doing what I need to be doing and less of comparing myself and my kids and my family and my husband and everything to other people. And I have not missed it one bit.
Wow. That is awesome. Lee, I so appreciate your calling because that just affirms so much of what we've heard from other people who have done similar things. Appreciate your call. Do call again sometime. Let's take a look at the day in history as our time is winding down because we want you to hear some very important music. Let's zip in now with Lonzo with four questions here. You ready to go there, man?
I am. I'm looking forward to the song. I've been teasing it at all show. Come on.
Yeah, 1875. Horse race. First time for this particular event, 1875. What was it?
Kentucky Derby.
You're correct. 1875. 1954, Supreme Court ruled unanimously for school integration. What is that decision known as? It's a name.
Segregation?
Well, what is the name of the lawsuit?
Yeah, I don't know the name of the lawsuit.
Anybody in here get this one? Come on.
Brown versus Board of Education.
You got it, Johnny. Great job there. 1973, these hearings televised, high-profile hearings that led to the end of a presidency. North Carolina Senator Sam Ervin was leading it all. What were these hearings called?
Watergate.
You're correct. And 2004, first marriage of its kind in Massachusetts. What a surprise. What kind of marriage was it?
Gay marriage.
You are correct, and you've got 3 out of 4, which is pretty impressive. We're going to leave you today with some pretty interesting music. I came across this. I can't remember who sent this to me. Oh, it was someone here in the building. So I'm going to share this with you. It's from a guy. His name is Don Karen, and the song is called The Day Collusion Died. So enjoy it and have yourself a great weekend. And God bless you.
Two long years ago, the probe began and many thought that someday it would make them smile. And those who said it had no chance were scowled upon and seen askance. So desperate was the hope to see it trial. February made them shiver, as it came clear he'd not deliver. The news that they desired was not to be acquired. I know that many people cried when they read the news, it hurt their pride. So deep in the pipe dream mired, they collude. So bye-bye to the collusion lie. Russian agents proofing puppet and a plot to deny. Rummaged her even till the conjecture would fly. And they let it go and just let it die. Let it go and just let it die. We all know that he's corrupt and his list of crime is building up. So Walter's list is down below. What emoluments could have kicked the goal? Collusion was their chosen role in investigating all of it. Real
let it go and just let it die. Now a newer issued his report, the media could not contort it to save face, though they did try. They lost all credibility, embarrassed is what they should be, and the damage done they cannot deny. They gave victory to the president, validation as if heaven sent.
Are you shocked?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.